Hi, my name is Max, and welcome to the Sanchi Land Show, where everybody is upside down.
Every day is upside down day in Sanchi Land.
Today I'm here with Sonia. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm gonna ask you some questions today about because I asked the community, lots of your followers, for some questions, and I thought it would be funny to interview you for once. So,
can I just say something really quick?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know anything about this. This is completely a surprise. We just met to train.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here we are.
All right. So, how would you describe your job to somebody that doesn't know anything about handstands? Or how would you describe what you do?
Usually when people ask me something like that, I just say I'm a personal trainer, because everybody understands that, and I've been a personal trainer for the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't even really go into it, and if somebody gets curious, I just show them videos or pictures on Instagram with hand balancers.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what I do, or that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so just show them some stuff or...
Yeah, exactly. Because usually, if somebody doesn't really know what it's about, it always depends on the situation, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So how did you get into handstands and hand balancing, and what did you do before? What sports did you do? Or?
So I was a trainer at this gym in Vienna called Holmes Place, and we were a huge team of like 50 trainers. And we would just play around between clients. Like if I had 3 clients in the morning and mm-hmm. then I had like a 2-hour break, we would all be there at the gym and just, I don't know, try out some acrobatics or like just play basically.
Yeah.
And so I did handstands basically also as just a thing we were doing, like mm-hmm. playing around.
Yeah, yeah.
It never really had a structure. Until in November 2017, we were on our honeymoon, Ivo mm-hmm. and I had taken another job because of different circumstances, but that's a whole other story.
Okay.
And I was kind of bored because I had been a figure skater for most of my life, and then I was a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I did figure skating for 16 years and then dancing for 5 years, both competitively.
Oh, okay.
And I took it really seriously because I always loved just having the discipline and working on skills.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially aesthetical skills. So, long story short, after my dance team fell apart, I had a stretch of about 2 years where I didn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I was also teaching, and like I had this environment of trainers, so I was somewhat in this in an environment where I could still keep my body fit.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the honeymoon, I was like, I need something. I need something to work on, because otherwise I just feel empty.
Mm-hmm.
And I was scrolling through Instagram. And there I saw, I think it was a picture of Miguel Santana or a video of him. And I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's beautiful and I need to learn this. So the first thing I did was ask Miguel for online coaching,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't do online coaching. So I thought, oh, well, I'll just immerse myself and keep looking. And then I found Ulrich on Instagram. And so I wrote him,
mm-hmm.
and that's how we started in November 2017, and the rest is history.
Before that, you just did some experimenting or
like, pretty much, yeah. Yourself. I was just trying to kick up, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I did.
Just kick ups.
And I had phases where I worked on it like for a week very intensively.
Yeah.
Where I would, if I would spend 8-9 hours at the gym, I would probably kick up 100 times a day,
mm-hmm.
but there was no structure to it. And then I would do this for a week, but then the rest of the time it was like, oh shit, my wrists hurt or my shoulder hurts. And I stopped completely for a couple of months. So yeah, I went to one workshop of Yuri Marmerstein in 2016.
That was before you met Yuri or?
Yeah, that was long before I met him.
Oh,
because I just met him in September this year,
mm-hmm.
for the interview.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that was 2016, March, I think. Uh-huh. And that was the first time I really had an introduction into hand balancing. It was also about acrobatics and other floor stuff.
Because why did you visit him? Mostly for acrobatics or?
Oh, actually, I just had a trainer friend mm-hmm. of mine, and he asked me if I wanted to come with him.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, sure. I love handstands. Like, I love everything, and I would participate in anything. I also went to a couple of workshops from Ido Portal. Mm. And I wanted to visit Emmett Lewis back then already, but didn't get the chance.
Yeah.
So I was kind of in this general movement environment.
Yeah.
Where I was open to anything. Yeah, but like I said, my training was very basically just kicking up. Mm-hmm. But I did learn to hold a handstand occasionally for a couple of seconds just by doing that.
Yeah. Right. Did you feel like your figure skating or your dancing had any influence on your training now, or like
yes.
some skills that transferred over, or?
Yes, a lot. Not in terms of the physical, maybe so much because, figure skating for once, you never stand on your hands. Like your shoulders are never the base, except if you're a pair skater. But I was a single skater, mm-hmm. and so. Yeah, I'm very well coordinated in terms of doing leg movements, mm-hmm. like subtle things on ice. And ice skating is very specific.
Yeah.
But I think what really did help me is to have the discipline and to have this hunger for having something to work on daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just this mindset. And also, for me as a coach, I got a lot from my figure skating coach,
okay.
who is Russian, has really good hand balance, like many physical things. The good ones are Russians.
Yeah, always.
But she was like a mother to me, so it was really like the only thing that mattered when I grew up to me was figure skating.
Yeah.
And I feel like the fact that I grew up like that makes me always have to have something mm-hmm. that is approximately similar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I also went into dancing afterwards.
Yeah.
Because I just needed something.
Something that, yeah.
And now it's handstands.
Yeah. That's awesome. And now you travel the world for handstands.
Yeah.
Or you're almost done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you traveled so much. Why did you start and when did you start?
You mean the traveling?
Yeah. Why? What gave you the motivation? Because I think you and Eva wanted to go on a world trip.
But... Yeah. So actually, I didn't want to really go on a world trip for a long time.
Okay.
We first talked about it about 3 years ago. Eva said to me, he wants to travel the world. And I was like, I can't leave. Like, I want to focus on my career because yeah. I'm a very focused person. Mm-hmm. When I want something, I do everything to get that.
Yeah.
So leaving was a no-go for me because I would lose my clients. I wouldn't earn anything. It would be the opposite. I would spend a lot of money and not earn anything. And I wouldn't be productive in a sense, in a traditional sense.
Yeah.
But then as life happens, I guess I just broadened my perspectives and realized that the times we live in don't force you the way they did before to stay in one place and to live a certain life. And it was a lot of personality changing that happened to me. Mm-hmm. And I think it was just the thing that the conditions at my gym changed. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the same it was before.
Yeah.
So this group of 50 trainers slowly started to diminish and fall apart.
Yeah.
Because of the gym conditions changing constantly. And so I took this other job and I realized that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a time where I realized staying in Vienna wouldn't bring me any further.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that I never really liked living in Vienna. Until now. Now it's different. After seeing the whole world, Vienna is awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How do you guys manage to travel this much? Because I know you do online coaching, but because how do you maintain a job or how?
Yeah, I think it's the fact that we're both very good workers.
Mm-hmm.
So we really worked a lot before we went on the trip, saved
yeah.
money, and we're both really good at connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been able to stay at people's places, and or I have family across the world.
Yeah.
So we could stay with family
yeah.
and yeah, they would feed us. we traveled on very, very low budget.
Like, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
sleeping
lowest
in a car.
Airbnbs. Did you
yeah.
sleep in a car a lot? Or?
Yeah, I think in the US it was like approximately a month.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And in Iceland it was about 9 days.
Wow.
That
just
we
in the car
slept
with
in
no,
the car.
No tents or anything. No.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had a tent in Iceland, but it was raining all the time. So.
Damn. What does that do to your body, to sleep in a car?
Not good.
Not good?
Not good at all. This is the reason why we decided to come back
okay, yeah.
to Vienna, or actually to have a base, because
yeah.
Traveling took such a big toll on my training.
Mm-hmm.
I put together this recap of 2018,
yeah.
and I had a look through all my old training videos of this year. And the biggest jump I had in progress was between, well, obviously November, where I started,
yeah.
until about May. And we left in June. And it was just amazing to see how it went afterwards. There was progress, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean anything, because the better you get, the slower process is going to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Progress.
Yeah.
But... yeah.
Yeah. And when you were when you guys were traveling, how did you on what did you base your travel locations? Because did you just pick some countries where that you wanted to visit, or did you look at places where other
we
hand balances were
compromises, I guess. So we made a list where Ivo wrote down what he wanted to see, and I wrote down what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Just make compromises. But then so the thing for me was I was full on board with the traveling.
Mm-hmm.
As my personality is, I was so obsessed with handstands that I thought I have to combine it with something that is related to it.
Yeah.
And that will benefit my progress. So in the end, the whole trip was dictated by who we could meet for handstands.
Really?
And, yeah.
That's how you chose the locations to visit, or?
At the beginning, not.
Yeah.
But
later on
during the trip, then yes, it changed that way.
Yeah. You felt like you needed at least to get something out of it, or
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it started very selfish, I would say, because I felt like I just wanted to meet people who had the same interests as me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until a bit later that I realized, okay, actually, not everybody gets to have a chance
yeah.
to do that. So maybe I should do something with it. And that's how the Zonjiland show came up.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is it confusing to have so much information come to you, so many different workshops and retreats?
At times, yes.
So lots of
yes.
lot of information. All right, so we're back. We got interrupted a little bit because apparently we are not allowed to record in the gym. So we're out here near the beautiful river, and we're gonna just continue from here, I guess. The question we stayed at was the is it confusing to have so many different teachers and so many different styles of teaching and information come to you in such a short period of time?
Yeah, it is at times. So the hardest time was in October, where I went to the Handstand Factory first and then to Miguel Santana's retreat, because
yeah.
they're very contradictory on some levels.
Yeah.
So I think on the short term, it's very confusing,
mm-hmm.
but on the long term, and for me as a coach, I see it as a game.
Yeah.
Because then I really have to think about why I train certain things and what I focus on and the reasons behind everything.
Oh yeah.
So I think it's very educating
yeah.
for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But then also, not to sound arrogant or anything, I have a long history and background of
moving, and I studied sports and nutrition, and like I know the scientific side behind it.
Yeah.
How to structure training, what makes sense in terms of planning. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have all that information, it's also really hard to put everything into context.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I'm very lucky in that sense that I had my background to back me up and like say, okay, this makes sense in this context, this makes sense in this context, and just to structure it for myself.
Did you take a lot of notes where you were on retreats or workshops?
Did
you just remember everything?
No. My brain is like, no. Yeah, I put everything in my phone.
Okay.
Super easy, super quick, and I always have it with me.
Okay.
Yeah. I have like a super long document of Sasha Bachmann from that one training.
So, what was the... This is the tricky question. What was the best teacher you visited? Or at least the teacher that suited you the most?
This is actually not putting off at all, because so many people have asked me that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, who should I train with now?
Yeah.
So it depends on what your goal is.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. The second thing is it depends on who you feel connected with, or who you feel has something to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
For your particular situation or the person you are. The thing is that everybody reacts differently to a training stimulus.
Yeah.
And there's more than just a training stimulus. It's how you manage it in your daily life.
Yeah.
Like, I know this from my personal training clients, that for many of them, the biggest problem isn't actually knowing what drills to do, it's actually doing them.
Yeah.
Like, it's making time, making space for this time for you to train consistent basis. And I don't know, some people just have a way of getting to you mm-hmm. and make you change something.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas others don't. But it's a matter of combination.
Like, yeah, yeah. It doesn't necessarily make them a bad teacher, it just doesn't click.
Exactly. Yeah. It's an interpersonal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every person I've met so far has taught me very valuable things. Everybody on a different level,
mm-hmm.
some more similar than others. But I think this is really something where I can't help anybody. I can just tell you what works for me specifically.
Yeah. What works for you specifically?
So for me, personally, I made the decision I want to get into performing.
Yeah.
Shit, now I said it out loud too.
Well, there you go.
I don't know whether I'm ever going to be on stage or not, or if it's even something realistic for me, but after the Handstand Factory retreat, I knew, okay, I just have to stop running after something I don't really want, and mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
I just have to go for it. And in terms of having a broad knowledge,
mm-hmm.
that means hand balancing, flexibility, but also
other movements, other sports.
Yeah, like other specializations.
Mm-hmm.
I think Emmett Lewis is not only one of the most comprehensive ones, but also I click really well with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like, okay, so this guy, I can learn something from him, and he can help me. So, yeah. I'm going to start with him, hopefully.
Yeah, because you're going to start personal training with Emmett soon.
I hope so, yes. I actually didn't want to make a big thing about it, but,
yeah, but
it's hard for me to keep secrets. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, okay. That's awesome. So, did you feel like you progress extra fast because you met so much teachers and hand balancers in the past half 6 months?
It definitely helped me to compensate some of the travel losses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually want to mention Josh and Morgan in this sense. They did so much for me.
Yeah.
Like, even though I don't think they consider themselves coaches so much.
No, I don't think so.
They're more like hand balancers, yeah. But they did so much for me because their spirit is so open and so creative, and they are super playful.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned from them that hard work can be super fun and playful too.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be the one or the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a super great experience.
Just to have fun, basically.
Yeah.
And so, because you also teach yourself, you do some personal coaching online, personal training?
Yeah. I'm starting to gain some more students now.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully. it's not, I'm not living off of it yet. It's still developing, but I really enjoy it. And I'm at a point now where I almost feel like, okay, I've heard enough. I mean, there's always something you can talk about, obviously, in handstands, but there's a point where you just like want to get to work and like do the stuff.
You have so much knowledge now, so.
Yeah. And I really have this hunger and thirst to put it into practice.
Do you think you became a better teacher yourself because you met so much teachers?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yes, yes.
So it's not just the hand balancing, but you also learned how to teach and how to help
other
people?
I even learned more in terms of teaching as in terms of hand balancing, because hand balancing is just a matter of spending the time on it and letting your body learn eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the teaching has like another layer of complexity to it, because you have to overview this whole thing. Like, you have to be the one on top overviewing the whole physical process. You have to be able to distinguish the different steps during the process.
Yeah.
Not
just
see, okay, you can't do it, now you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But everything that is in between. And you also have to think about individual disadvantages, limitations, preferences, figure out how to work with the individual.
Because everybody's so different.
Yeah.
Is it hard for you to like structure a program around somebody to figure out what their weak spots and their...
No, I absolutely love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love programming. I also write my own programs currently.
Okay.
And I think it's really fun because it's like figuring out a puzzle, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And experimenting and really seeing what works for some people and then finding out patterns. I find it's kind of like playing scientist, and I really enjoy that.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So what does hand balancing or handstands in that sense mean to you? Like, what's the reason? Why do you do handstands? Why do you think it's important? Or
good question. I guess the way I see life is you're born and then you die and you have like time in between.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't really matter what you do,
mm-hmm.
but it definitely feels better from our perspective as a human to do positive things or things that make us feel good, and handstands make me feel good. Helping people to feel better in your bodies, move better, and gain a skill, and just gaining this knowledge of yourself that you're able to learn something mm-hmm. that you couldn't do before.
Yeah.
That's just the sense of satisfaction. I think Harry said it exactly the same way. Yeah, I think that's just the best thing about handstands, and I think
helping other people.
Oh, both. Helping myself.
As well, yeah.
Staying sane.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is when you don't train for a while. It's like, shit, what do I do? It's like nothing makes sense anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's something that's hard to describe because my whole life I've had this thing mm-hmm. that I knew I needed something like that. Aesthetical movement,
yeah,
like performing arts movement,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't really give it a place in terms of job.
Yeah, yeah.
The best thing I could get to was becoming a trainer.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the closest, because everything else was so out of the norm
mm-hmm.
that it didn't really have a place in my mind. Now that I'm in this whole new world and I see, God damn, there are people that go into performing in their 30s
yeah.
and they they yeah. do it, it works.
Yeah.
They earn something. I'm like, yeah, like screw everything else. I'm gonna be a poor artist. I don't care. I'm gonna teach other people to do what I love to do. Mm-hmm. And so I guess you could say it's my life.
Yeah, it has become your life, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever doubted spending so much time in handstands?
No.
Never?
Uh-uh.
You never once thought about maybe I should do something else? Or?
No, because it was never a question of should I do it or should I not do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, once I set my mind, it was there.
Yeah. You were set and it was done, basically.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm completely limited to handstands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, Emmett brought his traps to the Handstand Factory retreat.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I saw that and I was like, okay, that's the next thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I want to try to do straps too. So
oh, that's
handstands
so cool.
and straps.
Are you also looking to expand even further or eventually?
Always, yeah,
of course.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the world is not only about handstands.
No, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something I super, super enjoy doing, and I love that it's so process-oriented. Like, if you just do what you're told to do or what you're supposed to do...
You will make it.
You will make it someday. Yeah. If it takes longer or shorter, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I enjoy about handstands in particular.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think it can definitely teach, like, a perspective, because a lot of things in life seem, like, really far off. Also with handstands, but if you just learn that if you spend enough time in them, it's you can just get it if you want.
It's like learning to stand on your feet, just
yeah.
reverse. Yeah, I think it's cool.
Do you have any future plans with traveling or with the Sanchi Land Show, or what's gonna happen in 2019?
So we're gonna have a home base, and this
in Siena.
In Vienna.
Vienna.
This is something we thought about because I was scared if we have a home base, I won't get as many interviews and
okay.
maybe Handstand Diary or Sonti Lancho wouldn't be the same it was until now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is so much still to do, like in Europe, and so much we can cover with short trips.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to keep going. The Sonji Land Show. I have
awesome.
No idea where it's going to take us because we didn't really start with a plan, it just kind of evolved.
Yeah.
But the reason why we're getting a home base is because I need to get my shit together in terms of training because the traveling is super horrible.
Really bad for training.
It's so bad. And I just got this craving after meeting everybody and seeing these high-level hand balancers. Like, I just need to train myself
train,
in 2019.
Yeah.
And like I said, I have this big craving to go on stage.
Yeah, yeah. Because
yeah.
you're looking to perform sometime.
Well, like I said, I don't even want to think about it too much in terms of really attaching myself to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely something I'm going to work towards.
Yeah, yeah. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me take this interview.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Yeah, of course, no problem.
This was so awesome and so different.
Yeah, I thought it would be a funny idea to, you know, have the community ask some questions because you're always the person that asks the questions.
Yeah.
I thought maybe some people wanted to know some stuff, so yeah.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Well, remember, the world is your playground and you can do whatever you want. So just go out there and explore the world and I'll see you next Monday.
You did the same thing I always do.
What did I do?
Playground.
Playground.
Yeah.
The playground.
The playground.